content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 7:01 a.m. to you, Central Time, here on this Tuesday. Still lots going on in the news, even though it's the day after tax day. Many of you filed extensions. Many of you had to pay. Oh, well. The big fleece, because Congress needs money. Congress is spending money like it's, they don't have it. Anyway, if you're going to spend money, at least spend it at the Power Mall. And make sure you donate. You get a free vitamin or toothpaste. As a matter of fact, when you donate a minimum of $25, and it goes to a good cause because it keeps us on the air for 2024. We need that to keep the momentum going. If you want to buy with one of our partners, that helps us too. We have the powerhour.com, the partners tab there. And if you click on any one of them and shop there, spend any money, please let us know so we can get credit for it. That helps, as well as shopping at the Power Mall. This week, 10% off Vitamir products, 10% off Strauss Naturals products. Wayne Elliott is anticipated to join us later in the show. Grown by Nature products are 10% off with free shipping. Calcium bentonite clay is 10% off all clay sizes, and you get the free ebook Kickstart Your Day with Clay, along with the clay mixing instructions, and 10% off astaxanthin, the king of carotenoids. All right. So let's see what else is going on here. U.S. Coin Capital, have you been diversifying? We had Fred Deshefsky on the show last week. He's the owner and founder of it. uscoincapital.com, and that's C-A-P-I-T-O-L, for those of you that want to look them up. They have a whole staff of people that can discuss numismatic investments with you, gold or silver. 800-878-2646. And remember, you want to get coins, not bullion, because bullion, if you ever have to turn it back in, comes with tax consequences. In other words, they know you have it or had it, because then you turn around and trade it in. Next thing you know, you get a tax form. They have to report that to the IRS if they're a legitimate dealer. So don't know what you're going to do about that, but I definitely would be looking at coin investment. Coin investment. Let's see. What am I talking about? If our coin investment, I can rub $2 half together. I'm holding in my hot little hand right here up to the screen, a Franklin half dollar. Franklin half right there. See him? There's Ben. That's not a C note. You know what's really sad about the money supply in this country, besides the fact it's fiat, that they got to put all sorts of metal detection devices and things. And then on top of that, when they see the $100 bill with this big purple stripe across the front, they still have to get the brown marker out and brown. And I always tell them, you know, hey, why don't you just draw a mustache on Ben and be done with it? And they start laughing. They think it's funny. But no, it's the whole idea of this, you know, fiat money system and the fact that it only represents a very small fraction, which is why they call it fractionalized banking, of the economy. So anyway, Cameron Hamilton, a former Navy SEAL, he's supposed to be joining us at the 8 o'clock hour, just so you know. Moving on to world news here at 4 minutes after the hour. Israel has decided, in its infinite wisdom, that it's going to retaliate to the Iran missile attack. As a result of that, regional airline flights have been canceled. United, Air Canada, no, they're not flying there now. Some of the other airlines will follow suit. Just give it time. The Israeli military chief, Herzi Halevi, said on yesterday that Israel's going to respond. Not clear how or when, but they're going to do it. And, of course, he spoke during a visit to the Nevatim Air Base, which is one of those that Israel said suffered slight damage in the Iranian attack. Well, that's not what Iran said. Iran said that seven of those missiles hit their intended target. And that's up for debate. And, you know, of course, all the back channels were reporting that 44 Mossad agents were killed. And God, that's about as weird as saying, hey, what's 500 attorneys handcuffed to a bus sunk at the bottom of a lake? What do you call that? A good start? I mean, come on, really? Is this how we're going to play this? This is just nuts. And meanwhile, Bibi has been huddling with top officials to discuss the response. And of course, Biden and his, you know, clan of misfits here in D.C. have basically said, well, we're not going to support what you're doing. Yet Speaker Johnson now, oh, yeah. Biden, and he's going to go to Speaker Johnson. And he wants to crank up the Treasury's printing presses again and crank out another $95 billion to give to Ukraine and Israel. America does not have that kind of money to give away. Oh, no, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They're going to give it away anyway, and we the people, oh, so what? We don't care. Kick the can down the road. Just keep kicking it down the road. We already know we can't even pay the interest on our note. We're already in default. We're already in Chapter 11, have been since 1933. I mean, come on. And, of course, the U.S. is claiming it intercepted 80 Iranian UAVs and six ballistic missiles that were aimed at Israel, according to CENTCOM. That's U.S. Central Command, for those of you that are into initials and acronyms. And, of course, among these interceptions were a ballistic missile on its launcher vehicle, as well as seven UAVs that were destroyed on the ground when Iranian-backed Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen before they were launched. And, of course, whatever. But see, some of these got through. Videos have been circulating on social media showing at least a dozen missiles hit two Israeli air bases. Nevatim is one of them. Must have been that 1% that they were talking about, because they said 99% didn't hit the target, but 1% did, right? But now we want to crank out another $95 billion to fund what? What are we funding here? Are we funding Biden's drug labs over in Ukraine? I mean, what are we funding? I mean, anytime they say Ukraine, you know, Biden and his son are tied to it in some way. There's some dirty pool going on, and they want we the people to pay for it. Just so you know, your tax dollars are going. I love it when I drive by your tax dollars at work signs on the road when I see these, you know, two seasons, spring and road construction. Your tax dollars at work. Yeah, right. What tax dollars are those? My gas taxes? I mean, it's bad enough, you know, you get raped at the pump. Yeah, I know. You've heard that story about the woman who called the cops and said that, you know, she'd been raped, and they showed up and, well, where's the perpetrator? Right there, and points to the gas pump. That's about as bad as putting those Biden stickers. I did that. You know, remember those? And everybody was getting busted for putting them on there. Hey, you can't do that. You're molesting our pump. I've just given credit to where credit's due, you know? Wow. So this is the thing, you know, wars and rumors of wars. So everybody hunker down and get your guns and ammo. Except if you're in Colorado, their Democrat-controlled House just passed a bill banning AR-15s and 9mm that have threaded barrels. Well, you know why they have threaded barrels, don't you? So they could put silencers on them. They could screw on flash suppressors and silencers and all those things that our government is paranoid about. See, I mean, if they had the way to do that, there wouldn't be any sounds of any gunshots. They could literally, when the ATF breaks in your house at 6 o'clock in the morning like they did to Brian Malinowski. Sorry, I'm not going to let that go. They want to serve a search warrant, yet they kick in his door and shoot him to death. Boy, that makes a whole lot of sense, doesn't it? And they're going to get away with it. They are going to get away with it. It's no wonder everybody's arming themselves. You know, this is just nuts. And so they're basically also in this HB 241292 makes clear that a semi-automatic handgun of any caliber would be banned if it takes a detachable magazine and a threaded barrel. The ban also targets semi-automatic handguns that do not take a detachable magazine by making clear any such handgun may be readily modified to accept a detachable magazine is banned as well. Boy, they want to ban everything. I'll tell you what. And it passed 35 to 27, so you know it was bipartisan. State Rep. Ken DeGraff argued, he's Republican, argued that focus should be on ascertaining why people do not value life instead of guns. We should probably get to a point where we look at why communities don't value life. Kind of sad. So as nutty as it is, I know you all want to know what's going on and what happened in the courtroom yesterday in New York City. New York City, get a rope. Yep, that just like that commercial. I know, pops right in your head, doesn't it? Trump became the first former president in U.S. history to face a criminal trial. And guess what? They didn't even start picking a jury yesterday. So Trump basically got out in front of the media, got out in front of the case and said it's an assault on America, an attack on a political opponent. And he will have to be in court 4 days a week for the next 6 or more weeks. Saying that the case should have never been brought, tantamount to political persecution, an assault on America, and that's why I'm very proud to be here. This is really an attack on a political opponent. Every legal scholar said, in this case, it's just nonsense. It should have never been brought. While in court Monday, Judge Juan Merchan denied a Trump-brought motion for recusal and said he would not consider it again until an appeals court issued a ruling on the matter. He claimed the former president is engaging in using inferences, innuendos, and unsupported speculation to make claims to recuse himself. He faces dozens of counts of falsifying business records to allegedly cover up what's been described as hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. The former president has pleaded not guilty and never said he had an affair with Ms. Daniels. He said never. The felony charges could be punishable by up to 4 years in the slammer. However, there's no guarantee he would actually serve time behind bars if he's convicted because the sentence is ultimately up to the judge, and it's not clear how the U.S. Secret Service would handle a former president being incarcerated. So I'm not sure that's going to happen. But the thing is if Trump gets elected in November by a landslide because nobody likes what Biden is doing right now, all that's going to go away, and I guarantee you, Judge Merchan, chickens are going to come home to roost, if you get my drift. Because the Republican Party is not going to tolerate that, and neither is the president. You see, things have a way of rolling downhill, if you know what I mean. It always does, and the bigger balls they get, the smellier it gets. And to further ramp up on Trump, the judge warned on Monday that Trump could be arrested for missing court dates. His attorney said, look, Your Honor, he's going to show up. Yeah, but if you don't show up, there will be an arrest. Do you understand? I do, Trump said. According to the New York court system, a defendant who's free on bond, like Trump, who does not deliberately show up to court, faces a warrant. And of course, the judge had to reiterate that. You'll be subject to separate prosecution and separate punishment for bail jumping, no matter what happens. Do you understand? Yes, Your Honor. Are you done? What a joke trial. Former President Attorney Todd Blanche told the judge President Trump intends to be present. But here's the thing. The lawyers requested the trial not be held on May 17th so the former president could attend his son Barron's graduation from high school. A lawyer in the case also told the judge he wants June 3rd off so he could attend his own son's graduation. But the judge says, I'm not prepared to rule on those requests. So now they've made political tit for tat out of that. How dare that judge not allow Trump to go see Barron's graduation from high school. What a moron that guy is. Oh, the media is having a field day with it. Judge hadn't decided yet, but the media is already out in full regalia blasting the judge for being insensitive. And the judge, of course, I don't know what is going on in this hush money trial, but he basically said that prosecutors are not going to be allowed to play the Access Hollywood tape featuring former President Trump into evidence. They're not going to allow the tape to be played to the jury. He denied prosecutors' request to enter other allegations of sexual assault into evidence, and that includes E. Jean Carroll's defamation trial. That has absolutely zero to do with the case. It's nothing but speculation, rumor, and conjecture from another case. However, the judge did allow alleged Trump campaign interactions with the National Enquirer and claims about an alleged affair with former model Karen McDougal to be allowed in the trial. Former president also has denied McDougal's allegations. He's a Playboy model, remember? And of course, Judge Merchan says, I believe this is necessary to complete the narrative of what took place. This, according to the National Enquirer, you want to talk about the narrative of what took place? Yeah, what did take place? Trump attorney Todd Blanche argued in court these two topics are nothing but a sideshow that would do nothing but confuse the jury about the actual crime charge. Well, Mr. Blanche, I'll tell you what you do. You go put up an argument that this judge is a moron, that it's politically motivated, and that what you're going to hear, you know, I mean, the day began yesterday with Judge Merchan denying defense requests to recuse himself and expand the questionnaire filled out by jurors. Additional legal arguments and housekeeping matters were expected before the formal start of jury selection, which will probably begin today. Like I said yesterday, man, if I was, I'd be a little afraid if I was seated, and it's not because of jury interference from Trump and his attorneys. Oh, no, it's about all those diehard MAGA Republicans out there that don't like what's going on right now. And some of them are so disconnected. There might be some problems being seated on that jury. You just never know. There are some people out there that are just, my lovely wife and I were discussing this movie Falling Down with Michael Douglas. You remember that? He was going to go see his kid in Venice Beach no matter what happened, and he got stuck in a traffic jam. So what he did was he just got out of his car and just started walking down the road. People were yelling at him, hey, you can't do that. Well, he just did. And he ended up shooting up a store and, you know, oh, it got crazy. Went to Whammy Burger and they didn't. Does that look anything like the burger in the picture up there? Points a gun at him. I mean, come on, you know. Consumer-friendly movie, yeah. But you see, this is the thing. If people become that disconnected, what do you think's going to happen if you're a juror seated in that trial? I mean, it's probably the only trial that's going to happen this year, and boy, that Bragg is just counting on the fact they can put Trump in jail. And see, that's when things are going to get dicey, because any juror that would sit on that jury and convict Trump, that's Todd Blanche's responsibility to make sure that those people are safe by making sure they understand what's really going on here. There's no way. This trial is nothing but a waste of taxpayer money. Who screwed who is not the issue here, but they're going to try to make it that. Even if Trump said it's going to be he said, she said, they're going to put Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels on the stand, and Bragg's going to try to, you know, come at him with these 34, whatever, charges of hiding money or whatever the case may be. You know, dude, seriously. And now we move to Nevada. A legal challenge to a new Nevada law that criminalizes attempting to influence election officials has been turned away. U.S. District Judge Christina Silva dismissed the lawsuit, which had been filed against Senate Bill 406. In an amendment to existing law, the bill states that it's illegal for people to use or threaten to use intimidation or undue influence, quote, with the intent to interfere with the performance of any elections official or retaliate against any elections official. Now, I hope you understand what the consequences of that are, which is why a group of Nevada residents sued over the bill signed into law in 2023 by Governor Joe Lombardo, a Republican. Residents argue that because the law does not define who an election official is, the description can include election observers or members of the public who are allowed by law to observe voting at polling places. Observers may potentially not only be a victim of SB 406, but also be subject to prosecution under it for Class E felony. If an election observer vocally objects to any conduct which may be subjectively viewed as intimidation or undue influence by a purported victim under SB 406, according to the lawsuit. It also noted that neither intimidation nor undue influence are defined. Oh, that means you can't disconnect the Wi-Fi that election officials are used to transmit voter data? See, in the alternative, the residents can attempt to interfere to see just how far the law will open Pandora's box. Well, if you haven't identified intimidation or undue influence, that means we're going to apply it and see what the court says. There may be somebody out there nutty enough to do it. You watch. People are really getting pissed off at this election system. The GOP, by the way, in Pennsylvania now, we move across the country to the land of liberty, right? Voting has changed in the U.S. and the Pennsylvania Republican Party wants voters to change with it by becoming mail-in voters. That's right. See, they've been the first time that we had this no-excuse absentee voting or any absentee voting or mail-in voting, Trump was going, no, you need to go to the polls on election day. See, that cost him. Well, I don't trust it. Well, do you trust anything with the election now? Most of you are shaking your heads. I bet I got a couple of no's at the radio, too. You know, Republicans agreed with Trump at the time when he urged supporters to vote in person on election day. Say the mail-in voting and ballot drop boxes were less secure. Republicans mostly agreed, but they've been losing elections since then. So now the GOP in Pennsylvania is urging voters to embrace mail-in voting. Use it, promote it, trust it. If you want to win, mail it in. Wow. Governor Josh Shapiro added automatic voter registration to the process of getting a driver's license in the state. Republicans have largely been leading those new registrations. I wonder why. Good night, everybody. Yeah, that's why. You know, see, I'm going to use that as the main tenet here for what's going on in Pennsylvania, because they don't want the whack job currently in the White House to be in the White House again, because they don't like the consequence of what's going on. And the further northeast and east you get in the United States, the more the cost of living goes up and up and up. And people are getting tired of it. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas missed yesterday's court session. He wasn't on the bench yesterday as the other eight justices heard arguments in two different cases. There was no reason given for the absence. Well, I want to talk about this for a second. Justice Roberts did say Justice Thomas would participate fully in the cases by using written legal briefs and the transcripts of the arguments, but the court didn't respond to requests for information on his absence. The court often does give a reason for the justice's absence, including when the justice is ill. Justice Thomas is the oldest justice on the Supreme Court right now, 75, in addition to being the justice that has served the longest, appointed by President George Herbert Walker Bush, former CIA director, in 1991. And, of course, the justice was hospitalized March 18th of 2022. The court didn't disclose the hospitalization for 2 days. He spent a week in the hospital, diagnosed with an infection after dealing with flu-like symptoms, was treated with intravenous antibiotics. Now, understand something. The court specified at the time Justice Thomas didn't have COVID-19, but the word is out now. All the justices have gotten the jabs. Now, what do you think about your Supreme Court? All the justices have gotten the jabs. That means they're shedding on each other. Yeah, Is it likely that they're all going to start getting sick? Is it likely they could also start suffering from accelerated cancers or heart attacks, increased risks? You know, it's bad enough is while Biden wants to focus his campaign on abortion, all the campaign employees have been mandated to get the jab. Wait a minute. What was this thing about mandates? Oh, yes. We have to focus on abortions, but we need DEI. We need diversity, equity, and inclusion. And so when you go to HR, you have to prove you've had the jabs. Otherwise, we can't hire you and pay you to be on the campaign. So you have to go with what the CDC says. Those 12 years old and older who are unvaccinated need to get one updated Pfizer, BioNTech, or updated Moderna COVID, or two doses of updated Novavax Corona vaccine. I mean, literally, they got all these different mandates on there. The Supreme Court eventually blocked the OSHA mandate. But of course, you know, Biden says if you want to get hired, you know, despite hesitancy over the vaccine, possible side effects and effectiveness, Biden continued to insult those who refused to get the shot, asserting that those individuals got a problem. It's not in their interest or the public's interest not to get vaccinated, he said. We have the capacity to control it. They should get vaccinated now. Yeah. See, he still wants to murder people because that's where they end up. They end up getting sick and dying in time, sometimes sped up. Depends on their immune system. If their immune system is shot, getting these jabs, not going to help. Biden made false statements about the COVID-19 vaccine, stating in July of 21 that vaccinated individuals could not get the virus. Ironically, then the twice vaccinated and twice boosted president contracted the virus exactly 1 year later. So that makes him a compulsive liar. And when it comes to the CDC, guess what? The CDC-funded study, of course, when it's CDC that funds it, it's suggesting the RSV vax may reduce severity of the disease. However, when you start looking at the data, it contradicts that. Something's missing here, according to Brian Hooker. We've had him on the show. He's the chief science officer at Children's Health Defense, has a doctorate in biochemical engineering. He had a different impression of the CDC study. He says there's no death data. Something's missing here. To me, it's suspicious that they aggregated IMV and death data instead of reporting each separately. According to the CDC's website, severe outcomes of COVID-19 include hospitalization, admission to the intensive care unit, intubation or mechanical ventilation, or death. CDC investigators involved in all aspects of the analysis, including the design, analysis, and interpretation of the data, combined patients who experienced IMV and those who died. They concluded the odds of experiencing severe disease were higher among the unvaccinated. And of course, Mr. Hooker said, my guess is that the numbers regarding mortality didn't portray the message the CDC wanted, so they added the IMV data to skew the results. You see how they work? 28 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, we're going to break right now with these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. We will be back with more news talking about the FBI opening a criminal investigation into the Baltimore bridge collapse. We'll have that and more after these messages. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thank you. 34 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. And the FBI, by the way, before we went to break, we were telling you that they were opening a criminal investigation into the Baltimore Bridge collapse. That's Francis Scott Key Bridge. And the circumstances leading up to it and whether all federal laws were followed, according to somebody familiar with the matter. Of course, they don't ever tell you who. But, of course, then they tell you they tell the Associated Press. And, of course, then the Associated Press turns around and, you know, sanitizes it. The FBI was aboard the cargo ship Dolly conducting court-authorized law enforcement activity. According to the agency, it didn't elaborate and said it wouldn't comment further. So I guess the Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott announced also a partnership with two law firms to launch legal action to hold the wrongdoers responsible. Well, we all know what happened. You know, NTSB's out there. Everybody's out there. You know, they're doing their thing. The House is now sending, and it should be there today, this afternoon, articles of impeachment against Alejandro Mayorkas. And, of course, it's been stalled. Now, finally, Mike Johnson's doing something. Looking more like a rhino every day, folks. Last week, Johnson delayed the sending of the articles to the Senate after Republican senators asked for additional time to raise support in order to hold a full impeachment trial. See how political this gets? Moving on to the economy. You wanted Build Back Better? Well, here it is. You want to know how the economy is? Walmart is closing 23 stores in 8 states, all blue. Target is closing 9 stores in 4 states, all blue. Walgreens is closing 900 stores, mostly blue. Bed Bath & Beyond is closing its remaining 360 stores. Lowe's has closed 50 stores. Macy's is closing 150 stores, mainly blue. Starbucks has closed 61 stores, mainly blue. Home Depot is closing 15 stores. Dollar Tree closing 1,000 stores. Foot Locker closing 400 stores. Gap closing 350 stores. Party City is closing 24 stores, mainly blue. Big Lots is closing stores in California and Colorado. Burger King is closing 400 stores. Best Buy closing 20 stores. Boston Market closing 27 stores. Kmart only has 2 stores left. Sears closed all but 22 stores. Regal Cinemas has closed 429 movie theaters. Kroger Grocery Chain has closed 413 stores. U.S. Bank is closing 23 branches. Wells Fargo closing over 60. Capital One closing 50. Bank of America closing 20. All because our economy is so wonderful. Oh, it's so wonderful. Building back better. You see how that works? And now you know why people are sick and tired of what's going on. And not only that, Tesla is laying off over 10% of its global workforce amid growth slowdown because nobody wants to buy an electric vehicle. 14,000 people can end up without a job on that one. And see, it's all just bad moves, robo taxis, all this other garbage. I mean, this is just crazy, crazy, crazy. I mean, I just gave you the list of everybody that's affected by all this. It is pretty crazy. Kombucha, by the way, moving into the health category. Its fat-burning potential has been shown in a recent study. I actually know people that grow kombucha. I mean, it's a giant mushroom. And it's an ancient beverage made from a symbolic or symbiotic, rather, colony of bacteria and yeast. It's been taking the wellness world by storm lately as its popularity surges. New research suggests kombucha may offer an enticing metabolic boost. No calorie counting or burpees necessary. Seriously. Two things we noticed about kombucha with friends of mine who were taking it, growing it and taking it, drinking it, kombucha tea, that they were losing weight. They were skinny as all get out, and they had loads of energy. So this jives with all of the new studies published in PLOS Genetics revealing the yeast and bacteria from kombucha tea colonize the worm's intestines, inducing metabolic changes reminiscent of fasting. These probiotic microbes altered the expression of genes involved in fat metabolism, leading to an increase in proteins responsible for fat breakdown and a decrease in those involved in synthesizing triglycerides, the body's most common types of fat. So it seems to be working. Findings suggest simply drinking kombucha could potentially reduce body fat without requiring any reduction in food intake. Then, of course, if you're like me, we have all excuses for why we don't sleep. But a new Gallup poll, this is a poll, says the majority of Americans are not sleeping well. It was released yesterday, finding that 57% of Americans say they would feel better if they just could get more sleep, while only 42% say they are getting as much sleep as they need. That's a first in Gallup polling since 2001. In 2013, when Americans were last asked about it, it was just about the reverse. 56% say they got the needed sleep, 43% they didn't. Younger women of the age of 50 especially likely to report they aren't getting enough rest. And, of course, the poll had to ask how many hours of sleep you get a night. 26% only said they got 8 or more hours, which is around the amount sleep experts say is recommended for mental health and well-being. That means we spend one-third of our life in bed sleeping. Just over half, 53%, reported getting 6 to 7 hours. I fall into that group. 20% said they got 5 hours or less, a jump from the 14% who reported getting the least amount of sleep in 2013. Poll doesn't get into the reasons why Americans aren't getting the sleep they need. I think we know the answer to that. You know, even though the senior researchers at Gallup say the shift in the last decade toward more Americans thinking they would benefit from more sleep, a lot of it has to do with the economy, the state of the world, the state of the union, and all the other garbage that's going on in America that's affecting people, because the mainstream media certainly makes sure you don't forget it. In the science and technology category, Roku has revealed another massive data breach. And we have some stuff online we're going to be posting, not just in our email blast, but if you can get to thepowerhour.com, we post the daily news there. And there's a four-step process if you have Roku you can take, regardless if they're notified that their accounts have been compromised, that you can do to protect yourself. Company says there's more than 80 million active accounts out there. I mean, this is very significant. 576,000 user accounts. That's a chunk. And see, people hack in, you know. This is almost like Section 702. If it's allowed to pass in its current form, you can bet your civil liberties will cease to exist. They will use it to tap your phones with no warrant. Keep your fingers crossed this bill doesn't make it through the Senate by Friday. But then we're finding out from outside sources that Biden has secured an April 2025 sunset date. Now, how he did that, I don't know. That could be changed, of course. Maybe he did it by executive order, I don't know. But he managed to get that done. Here's the problem. Mike Johnson completely changed his principles after becoming speaker. Senator Rand Paul said over the weekend that Johnson looks like a rhino more and more. I know he didn't say it, but I'm saying it. When you completely change, which is what he did say, his principles after ascending to the position of Speaker of the House, Paul took issue with Johnson for forcing a tie vote against the spy bill amendment that conservative Republicans and some progressives supported. The FISA amendment vote was bipartisan, 86 Republicans, including Johnson, and 126 Democrats voting against it. Rand Paul, as a libertarian-minded conservative, was a major Senate backer of the FISA amendment. You got to have a warrant. If you don't have a warrant and you do this, you're going to jail. Now Johnson's like, nah, we don't need to worry about that. We don't need a warrant. See, he's voting right along. The leader of the Republicans in the House votes with the Democrats against a warrant requirement. They don't want to be held accountable for spying on you. That's what this amounts to. And see, Rand Paul could shut this down in the Senate. But Biden, of course, will have to try to bypass that on his own. He'll figure out a way to do it. I mean, this is what you get when you have a crooked government with no morals. I mean, for him to mandate that his own campaign staff get jabbed, What do you want to murder your own campaign staff? He doesn't care. I'm just gloating at the opportunity to read the headline. I know it's a spoof. Biden succumbed to an untimely death when he was impaled on his ice cream cone. Oh, darn. Wishful thinking. But the thing is he's taking the jabs. It's just a matter of time. Unless he was getting B12 shots. And what's good for the goose is not so good for the gander. Do you get my drift? Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has now signed legislation into law that bans any form of climate engineering operations that includes chemtrails over the state of Tennessee. Now other states can follow suit by utilizing the Tennessee legislation as a template for their own. Here's an excerpt from the legislation. The new law prohibits the intentional injection, release, or dispersion by any means of chemicals, chemical compounds, substances, or apparatus within the borders of the state into the atmosphere with the express purpose of affecting temperature, weather, or the intensity of the sunlight. Wow. The House, meanwhile, also passed legislation yesterday that would impose further sanctions against Iran by making it harder for China to purchase Iranian petroleum and petroleum products. H.R. 5923, the Iran-China Energy Sanctions Act, boy, they got a bill for everything, don't they? Was one of nearly three dozen bills House Republican leaders scheduled for floor consideration this week in direct response to Iran's attacks on Israel over the weekend. The proposal, by the way, 383 to 11 passing. 383 to 11, that's overwhelming. It was the only measure debated yesterday that would specifically hamper Iran's ability to profit off its energy resources. And whatever the season, we've got some stuff, a link on our website and thepowerhour.com later on. Kitchen garden ideas for your home. Kitchen garden can provide fresh food. Some suggestion there. Kitchen garden. We already told you about what the House Democrats in Colorado did, passing a bill banning AR-15s and 9mm pistols with threaded barrels. Well, for those of you that had been paying attention to what happened on the film set of Rust, do you remember that? East of Santa Fe, or west of Santa Fe, whatever. Alec Baldwin, as you remember, pointed a gun at Helena Hutchins during a rehearsal on a movie set outside of Santa Fe in October of 21. The revolver went off, killing Hutchins and wounding director Joel Souza. Baldwin pled not guilty to a charge of involuntary manslaughter. He's scheduled for trial in July. Twice they've dropped it. Now they brought it back again. The armorer, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, yesterday was sentenced to the maximum sentence of 18 months in trial in the fatal shooting of the cinematographer. And of course, they had all the tearful family and friends parading in front of the court while she sat there and watched. She is 26 years old. Defense attorneys have highlighted her relatively young age and the devastating effect a felony is going to have on her life going forward. Well, duh. She'll be ever affected negatively by intense publicity associated with her prosecution in parallel with an A-list actor. She's been suffering from anxiety, fear, and depression as a result. Well, I can understand that completely. Now, the question is, if you were a rancher in Nogales, would you hire her to guard your property, knowing that she probably would shoot somebody if needed? I mean, come on, Hannah, there's plenty of jobs out there for convicted felons. You can invent it yourself. Why don't you start a security service, a consulting service? We don't seem to have enough security people now that they're defunding the police. She wanted a lesser sentence, telling the judge she wasn't a monster, but, you know, the jury and everybody else said, well, involuntary manslaughter, you get the max, 18 months. So she's going to spend a year and a half in lockup. Prosecutors blamed her for unwittingly bringing live ammo onto the set where it was expressly prohibited and for failing to follow basic gun safety protocols. Wow. Crazy, isn't it? How that works. Nikki Haley, by the way, has joined the Hudson Institute. You know, the bunch that awarded its Global Leadership Award to her in 2018. This is an influential conservative think tank. The Institute said Ms. Haley, who was the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. during the Trump administration, will be the Walter P. Stern chair. When our policymakers fail to call out our enemies or acknowledge the importance of our alliances, the world is less safe. That's why Hudson's work is so critical, according to Ms. Haley. Nimrata has got a job. In pet news, we have reports of a stray Akita mix injuring locals, scrapping with coyotes, and protecting his wounded owner in sub-zero temperatures near a rural sugar factory. This came to the attention of police in Taber, Alberta, late last month. The dog Hero, that's his name, Hero, was apparently living up to his name. It had been 2 days for Hero's owner, stranded in the frosty March weather, dropping as low as 7 degrees Fahrenheit. By the time officers found him, police stated on social media, the 61-year-old man had fallen into a muddy, snowy ditch and gotten stuck while the man's dog had stood guard, protecting him and keeping him warm. The first call to police came early on Thursday around 6:50 in the morning. That would be March 28th. That's last month during the winter, reporting a large canine with potential injuries on the north side of the factory property. The second call was received just hours later, complaining a man out running with his dog had been viciously mauled by a large dog in the area. Taber police arrived shortly thereafter and found the large Akita mix sitting on a berm. As they approached, they heard cries for help from the 61-year-old male. It was located near the dog behind tall grasses. The male was stuck in a muddy ditch, advised he'd been stuck there for 2 days. Taber Police Constable Austin Wiersink found the man, identified by a local dog care center as Allen, injured and lying on his back, quite cold, shivering, unable to get up. From the man's statement, police learned of the heroic deeds of his four-legged companion who stayed with him throughout the ordeal, keeping him warm, even fought off coyotes at one point. As it turns out, yet another dog was involved in the incident. Allen's dog, Tora, had reportedly been shuttling between her stranded owner and his home, and in so doing, it sustained an injury to previously broken leg when screws of a metal rod came loose. The veterinary costs for all the injuries would add up. However, local benefactors reportedly helped raise the funds to offset that. That's the latest in pet news. Go to the phones, Brady in Arizona. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. I think first thing off, I think instead of bringing our HIMAR rocket systems back to Israel and Ukraine, I think we need to put some HIMAR rocket systems right on the Rio Grande and bring our troops back, get out of the Middle East altogether. You know, I happened to see James Kirby on Meet the Depressed this weekend, and he was talking about force. We're in a stage now, he said, that we're in all our forces over there. It's called force protection because we have our troops scattered all over, like in Iraq still. We have troops in Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Ukraine, pretty much all over, Czechoslovakia, Poland. And they didn't really think too hard or too far ahead because when you only have a limited number of troops, it doesn't take only a few drones with some explosives attached to take out a whole battalion of our U.S. troops. And just like you saw yesterday, it's kind of funny. Well, it's not really funny, but how come in Scranton, Biden's bomb-making facility had a huge fire yesterday? I didn't know Joe Biden was in the bomb-making business now, making 155-millimeter rocket bombs, missiles that we shoot out of our howitzers. Did you know that he had a bomb-making facility there in Scranton, Dave?
I had no idea. Is he a major investor in it or what?
I don't know, but it was on fire. And isn't it kind of funny that the Chinese said, you know, they're going to look into, our government's going to now look into the barge? Well, the Chinese, you know what they use? I think they use, remember the old Ataris, the joystick?
Yeah,
they overtook that. They overtook that barge with a little AI and Atari, and they took that thing right over.
Now they use the joystick to play video games with in their off hours, right? When they're not shoving ice cream cones in their face. Oh my God. I'll tell you what, it's just nutty. It gets nuttier by the minute, Brady. I appreciate your call. We are at the break right now. We will try to reach out to Cameron Hamilton. Hopefully we'll talk to him about it's Biden's fault. Prepare to defend Israel and a bunch of other things having to do with the Middle East. Ah, wow. He is running for Virginia's 7th Congressional District in the U.S. House. We'll be joined by him, hopefully, here after the top of the hour break on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.